On Wednesday, the U.S. Cattlemen's Association sent a letter to the Senate Agriculture Committee asking the panel to conduct an investigation on the current state of the U.S. cattle market. The letter points to the substantial loss of equity in the last half of 2015, the largest drop in the history of the U.S. cattle industry. Jess Peterson with U.S. Cattlemen says the group isn't aware of any single smoking gun surrounding the drop in prices, but thinks due diligence is still needed.
You know, we don't know, I guess, is the correct answer, so we'd like to have some type of investigation into, you know, seeing is there any factors out there, and what are the linkages out there. We've talked a lot, those in the industry have talked a lot about this algorithmic trading, this high-frequency trades. There's been a lot of discussion around that, and folks are saying, well, cowboys are competing against the computers. Certainly is the case. Is there any, let's say, foul play, but is there anything that warrants further investigation and oversight would certainly be a question.
Peterson says part of the solution could be updating laws governing the cattle industry that are already on the books.
When you talk to cow-calf producers, when you talk to independent cattle feeders right now, they're struggling. And if there is anything out there that needs to be addressed, we should be doing that. And quite frankly, we feel that some of these laws that are on the books need to be modernized. Again, price reporting. It acts more like an odometer, needs to act like a speedometer. We need to have a better understanding of the true pulse of the markets, have a better understanding or a better setting for true price discovery, for competition in the marketplace. We have a Packers and Stockyards Act that has not been modernized.
In April, Senate Judiciary Chairman and Iowa Republican Chuck Grassley sent a letter to the Comptroller General asking him to investigate the price collapse at the end of last year. That came after RCAF USA requested an investigation into any potential anti-competitive practices in the industry. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.